This podcast replay is brought to you by Vape and Smoke Shop in West Pines. Mention the Big O Show. Get 10 to 20% off the entire store. Call them 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines. Good morning. Yes, sir. Time to rock and roll from Toyota of Hollywood, where we do it every Thursday here. From 11 to 3, we got a loaded show for you. We got all kinds of things. We're back from the East-West Shrine Game. Well, we're back for only a couple days. Then we're headed back on the road again to the Senior Bowl. And we'll be out there next week scouting all of the young talent out there coming into the league. And we got an absolutely rocking show for you today. Lee Sterling's going to stop by from Paramount Sports in our Hialeah Park Sports Investing segment at 1:30. Tony Pauline, who we were hanging out with over at the East-West Shrine, want to get his opinion on what he saw from the East-West Shrine game and the practices. We were there for all three of the important practices, because today and tomorrow, they're not in pads. It's walkthrough. It's not the same. Next week, Bill and I will be out there for the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday practices of the Senior Bowl, which are the important practices. And then we're out of there because the entire league pretty much leaves at that time. So, really, it's kind of a waste after that. Craig Mish, our buddy from Fantasy Sports Radio, MLB Insider, breaks a ton of stories, is going to stop by at 2:15. We got to talk about this mess, obviously, that's going on, this scandal with baseball, which I know the Players Union is strong, and that's the weakest part about the MLB, that I feel like they're not going after the players because they're afraid that it'll be a long, drawn-out fight with the union and all that stuff. But it is what it is. We'll talk to Mish about that at 2:15. George Richards, our buddy who covers the Panthers for The Athletic, we will talk to him at 2:30. So we got a bunch of things going on the show. We got a loaded freaking show for you today. We got it's endless the amount of things that we've got to talk about today on the program. As always, you can chime in on the YouTube chat board. If you want to get in on the YouTube chat board, you can do that, of course. As we take you till about 3 o'clock, I think we'll go. We'll give you a strong 4 hours. And once again, speaking of strong, I just got to keep saying this because every day, And this is, I mean, I say it, he's my witness. I am amazed every day at what has gone on here and the support that we're getting from you guys and the record number of downloads. We break every single week. It's crazy. And so, I mean, none of us expected it. I certainly did not expect it, but I am humbled by it, and I really, really appreciate it. I can't say enough about the crazy numbers and the downloads, and I appreciate that because that kind of cements what we've done for many years, that I figured a lot of people would enjoy it, and kind of the honesty and everything that we bring to it. And I think a lot of people appreciate that, and you're showing that. So thank you so much, really, for everything that you guys have done in supporting Bill, myself, John Cassio also, who puts in work in this one. So, yeah, a lot of people. Got more people, too, involved.
Every time we go look at the numbers, it just, like, your jaw drops. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So, you guys are absolutely amazing.
I can't say enough. It's just absolutely impressive. And we really, really thank you, because it's going to allow us to do more and more and more for you guys out there. So looking forward to that. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, of course, it's really simple. All you got to do is reach out at 786-322-1105. Our fantastic sponsors from Nunez Law. And we're out here at Toyota of Hollywood, by the way. And when you come on down at 1841, North State Road 7. Make sure you tell them that I sent you, and they'll take care of you as always. Steve Ostrov, Herbie Lopez, just some great people out here. Tony Stampone is here. I mean, just amazing people out here. Great staff, and the selection That's the other thing, because I know I experienced it myself when I just got my Camry XSE here, that's the one thing that I said, all right, let me see all your colors and all the different styles and everything. And they can show me a large variety. So if you're looking for a Corolla or a Camry or a Supra or whatever it is that you're looking for, they've got it here, man. 1,500 cars and trucks. That's a hell of a selection right there, I'm telling you. So come on down here and make sure you tell them that I sent you. And I promise you, they'll take care of you. They're good people out here at Toyota of Hollywood. And we're out here every Thursday, 11 to 3, pretty much. So make sure you check us out here on Thursdays. And follow us on social media. We'll always tell you, you know, what's up, what's happening, what's coming up, and where we're going to be on social media. And remember, our website is up, BigOradioShow.com. Just got it up now, just a couple weeks ago, and we'll start to grow that now, along with everything else. Also, YouTube, Big O Radio Show. Also, the YouTube channel, we've got up the videos with the players and the interviews, and we had a really good time with the players this week. They were fantastic. These young men, you know, ready, trying to achieve their dream. And we had a lot of great conversations with these guys. A lot of personal stories and things that they're going through. So it's really cool. A lot of them were able to, you know, share some of their personal stories, and I thought that was really, really cool. So we got some guys to open up a little bit and talk about themselves. So good opportunity. Shaim Carter, we got to talk to him about Tua. We got to talk to him about Saban and stuff, and obviously playing for Alabama. So there was a lot, not just about him, but other things, especially for you Dolphins out there that you're dying to find out every nugget that you can about Tua. Shaim Carter was a good one to have on, so he can give us a little bit of his perspective playing with Tua. And it's an interview you'll definitely appreciate. The good thing, see, I'm not doing regular radio. On regular radio, they'll start repeating segments. You know what I mean? Because it's something that you got to do. But here we kind of go through our subject. We talk about it. Then it's podcasted. And you can go back and listen to it and enjoy it. Because I thought Shaim Carter was really, really good.
One of the sad things that he said for all of us Canes fans or any other college team. And we were talking about the facilities and like you're going to go to the NFL and it's going to be worse than where you were. You were at the Taj Mahal.
Right.
And he informed us that actually they're doing updates and upgrading, but they have already.
They have to.
So,
it's the SEC.
Yeah, we're lagging further and further behind.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, I don't think they'll ever be able to compete with the SEC and the kind of money that they spend in the SEC. You know, that's the thing.
Does anybody do like Alabama? Because Alabama's like on another level.
No, dude.
Right.
I mean, Ohio State and Michigan can do that.
Texas, probably.
Definitely.
Yes.
Texas produces
right?
So much money, dude. Yes. Yes.
But they still don't. I mean, right now they're 10 years ahead of everybody else, yeah. And they're doing more stuff.
Yeah. I'm sure Clemson is right there, too, man. I'm sure Clemson is also doing a lot to keep up with them, and they can do it because they're having success, and you know, and they're producing all that money, and they get a crazed fan base there, obviously, because there's nothing there except that. That's the main dog right there when it comes to sports. It'll be them, so they get the center stage,
and
they're
part
of the country.
Back into the facilities.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, okay. They have to.
That's smart.
You have to. That's the only way you're going to get these kids to come over there, because that's part of the trick. It is what it is. So we got George says, great job with all the interviews this week. Your show is 100% better than anything regular radio has to. Well, regular radio, what are they going to offer you? Half an hour commercials? Fluff talk? They can't say anything negative about a team or they can't say, well, this coach deserves to be fired. You crazy? You think they're going to be doing that about Manny? Yeah, no, they can't do that. So, yeah, it's a whole different – you work under different rules there. You know what I mean? Here, you know, Bill and I make the rules. So that's the beauty. No one's doing it like you. Oh, as usual, East-West Shrine. Well, hey, man, It's funny because we had a record day of downloads yesterday, and I mean, blew it away like crazy. And I laugh because one of our guys that handles our promotions and handles sales, he goes to me, all this does is justify why you go to these things every year and these program directors were giving you a hassle about it. And I go, yeah, because the response, and it's only the East West, the names get bigger next week at the Senior Bowl. So I'm looking forward to that. I mean, the kind of conversation we had with Adiza Bakari the other night, you'll never get that on radio. It was a 45-minute straight conversation. No commercial breaks, none of that. And hell, even dropped an F-bomb in the middle. But and it wasn't beeped out. So we don't have to be. Look,
Bill, I don't have a beeping apparatus, man.
Like, Bill and I aren't going to be cussing. I'm not really going to, just because we have the rights to do it. No, we've got sponsors. I don't want to do that. But you know, if the guest is emotional and they say something, it is what it is, and we'd rather you catch that raw emotion instead. And that's the beauty of all of this, that we can be just real. You know what I mean? We're not tied to any politics. We're not tied to teams. We don't have to cater to them. We don't have to, not that I ever did. Okay. Even working for those stations, I never catered to the teams. Okay. I told them, hey, you play well, you get credit. You don't play well, we're going to call you out. It's the way it is. You know, and that's when I usually like cut those people off, because I usually tell them, are you dominating or something? Are you winning? Are you going to the playoffs? I'm sorry, are you having a lot of success? No. So then what's the problem here? Aren't you constantly firing your coaches? Aren't you losing? So don't come to me and complain that I'm ripping your team. And that's it. And it was over. And it got to a point where the teams know that they're not going to call me to change my mind and tell me to play some game with them, because I'm not going to do that. That's it. I'm just going to be brutally honest about what you're doing. That's all. And if you're a man, or if you're a stand-up woman, you know, or a stand-up man, you will accept it because it is what it is. You know, when I screw up, I'm the first one to say, damn, I screwed up, man. I got to fix this. This is wrong. Just take responsibility. Nothing wrong with that. So we get to give you brutal honesty here that you're not going to get anywhere else. It's awesome. And brutal honesty tells you I had the Spurs plus 5.5 and they lost by 6. You know, here you go. Although we went 4-3 last night.
That's not an indictment on you. That's just to show how good Vegas is, man.
Oh well, no.
Within a half a point, as usual.
Yeah. No, it went both ways, Bill. I'll show you. It went both ways. While I lost that, I went 4-3 last night against the number. And while I'll give you my picks later on, I'm not going to do that now. We'll give it later in the show. But I, you know, going over the picks yesterday, Vegas is Vegas, right? So you go over it, right? Listen to this. This is fantastic. Here are the games from last night. So I lose the Heat game, right? I take San Antonio plus 5.5. They win by 6. I had Philly minus 7. Why did it do this? I did not hate when this does this. Like, why did it do this? Now I got to go back. All right, here we go. Damn it. Then I get Philly minus 7 against Brooklyn. They ended up winning by 4 on that spread. They won by 11, so only a 4-point difference. I took Indy minus 2.5. They won by 5. Okay? I took the under 230.5, and by the way, that under came through for you, Bill. Okay, Washington, Chicago. It was, let me see, where is it here? Wizards and Bulls were 221, and it was 230.5. I told you. I got that one.
You don't like, I know you don't like doing the unders.
No, yeah. No, I don't.
When you picked it, man,
I'm not a big, because basketball, man. Yeah, man. Score like crazy, dude.
Especially in today's game.
Dallas. I took Dallas minus 4.5. They won by 4. So, yeah, we went 4-3 against the number yesterday. So we did good. I mean, we won. So that's all right. We'll give you our picks again today. Lee Sterling, by the way, will give you his picks at 1 o'clock. So we'll have a little fun with Lee there from Paramount Sports. We'll get his thoughts on the AFC and NFC championship games. That's the cool thing, by the way. We get to see the championship games before we leave to the Senior Bowl. Because the Senior Bowl, now that they delayed the practices starting on Tuesdays, when it was Mondays, then we would be traveling on the day of the conference games, which, you know, normally sucks if you got to travel on the day of the conference games. So we won't have to do that, at least. Anyway, so we got all of that going on. And, of course, plenty of things going on in the world of sports. If you want to chime in, you got any questions, any comments, any insults, even a compliment if you want to sneak one in, you can do it there on the YouTube chat board where I see plenty of people already chiming in. Of course, you can reach out on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105 if you want to get in on the program. Full lineup for you. 2:30, George Richards covering the Panthers. Craig Mish at 2:15. We'll talk to Tony Pauline at 1:30. We'll get his expertise on the draft, and we'll get his thoughts on what he saw at the East-West Shrine game. And again, throughout the week, James Morgan and Kevin Davidson, to me, were the two quarterbacks that really stood out to me. Those were the two guys that I thought were the best passers. Davidson, I think, has a slightly stronger arm than Morgan. Both can make every throw in the book. Morgan, I think, has better touch passes than Davidson. Davidson's a guy that loves to throw the fastball because he's got a big arm. So he's, again, these are kind of guys that they're nice projects in the third day of the draft. They're guys that you want to take a look at and say, okay, you know they're not Joe Burrow, right? You know they're not Tua minus the injuries, that you feel really good about the player. Here you say, okay, lesser competition, he's got some skill sets, all of that stuff. They're both really smart. They both carry themselves the right way, right? I mean, don't you like both guys? I thought they were really likable.
I was just going to say, man, their intelligence level.
Yeah, and I thought Kelly Bryant was the third guy there. I thought Kelly did a really good job overall throughout the week. For me, actually, personally, I think he did a little better than I expected for my expectations, because I kind of didn't have high expectations for him, but I thought he was pretty consistent overall, and he kind of showed that he can do all the things that you really need. He can move around. He can throw on the run. He's got good accuracy downfield. He was pretty accurate on the intermediate stuff. He made quick decisions also. That's one of the things that I like of what I saw. There were a lot of things to like out of those three guys. Those three guys, to me, were the guys that stood out. And I wouldn't put Morgan ahead of Davidson or Davidson ahead of Morgan, because there's – again, qualities that I kind of like about one over the other. But I will say this. If you take Morgan or Davidson in that third day of the draft, I got no problem. Even Kelly Bryant, you want to work with him? I think those are three project guys that I saw this week that I don't care what you do in the third day of the draft. You take one of those guys, I'm going to be excited. But you're going to see me in Vegas. I'm sorry. You're going to see us in Vegas celebrating and loving it, okay? I guarantee you that. I like what I saw from those young men. Tavian Feaster, everything I thought about, and we tried to get him on the show. I like what I saw out of him. I thought Tony Jones had a terrific week out of Notre Dame. I was really, really impressed with him. I thought some of those guys, you know, did a lot to help themselves. DeAndre Overton from Clemson, big receiver. Like what I saw from him. John Hightower kind of came in with a reputation, lived up to it, from Boise State. Jawan Johnson from Oregon. Aaron Parker,
I thought Aaron Parker's best day was on Wednesday. And he made a couple of catches in the corner of the end zone that were really, really nice. And listen, how many of us watch Rhode Island football, right? And the guard stood out to me that's a nice project guy to take in the third day, and the receiver. Two guys from Rhode Island. And one of the things that I've learned to do, okay, is when I see a small school guy, I never, ever assume, he's just here because, you know, he was the best of his bunch and they gave him a token invitation. No, dude. NFL people saw something in you. There's a buzz. There's something about you, why you're here. Okay? It's like the Barry kid. Not Barry, Barry University. Okay? That wide receiver. I mean, that kid, what's his name? I got to remember it now. Mason Kinsey is the guy. Kyle Murphy, by the way, is the guard from Rhode Island that I was talking about. Also, on the D-line, I thought Garrett Marino out of UAB was strong. James Smith Williams from NC State. Alex Highsmith from Charlotte came in with that reputation of that motor, and he definitely delivered with that reputation. I thought McTelvin Aguim from or Asiam or whatever it is from Arkansas. I like that kid. But we're going to get him on. I'm going to reach out to his agent, and I'm going to get him on. I got to have him on. You know why? I think it's going to be a fun interview. Not only can he play, not only does he have a motor that goes 1,000 miles an hour, but I love the personality, man. On the field. It's the kind of guy that talks but backs it up. So I have no fun. But he doesn't talk in a nasty way. He has fun with it. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to get mad because he's not really trying to – He's busting your chops, but he's not doing it in an insulting way. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like what you do with your friends. I thought John Runyon, I like him, man. I do. I think, you know, there might be a little bit of an adjustment for him when it comes to speed guys. And I don't know. I'm not smart enough. You know what? When I get to the Senior Bowl, I get to talk to some coaches. And I'm going to talk to them about John and some of the things that I see and how much they can do as coaches and players to improve certain things, because speed guys were the one thing that he struggled a little bit with, but man, I like him overall. I like the nastiness he plays with. I like the force he plays with. He's a strong guy, and I definitely love the pedigree. And I'm a big fan of pedigree guys, because there are those guys that it follows. When you get to this level, There's some, you'll find guys that, wow, okay. You know, and somehow or another, it's in the lineage. And I'd like to think that John might be that guy on Wenu. Now, you draft the other guy from Michigan, which he's going to drop a little bit, ladies and gentlemen, because he's got weight issues. And it'll be interesting to see what kind of shape he's in when it comes to the combine. Has he lost some weight from where he was in the East-West Shrine game? Because he's had kind of a weight issue throughout his career, and you got to be careful with that. Because if you got a weight issue now, you're going to have a weight issue in the NFL when you got a big fat check. You got a lot of money in the bank, you can go through a lot of drive-thrus.
Also, your metabolism as you get older slows down, you know? I mean...
Well, for those guys, your metabolism's kind of going because you're practicing all the time. You know what? It gets even worse now. Forget the drive-thrus. Now you got Uber Eats. Now you can just stay at home. You don't even have the exercise of walking to and back from the car to go to the drive-thru. Now you can just stay at home. Uber Eats, Postmates, whatever. Any other food service I left out?
That is a good test, though. See how dedicated he is.
Yeah.
See if he is worth ethic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big time.
Oh, no doubt, man. No doubt. So we had several guys that I would tell you stood out. At the East-West Shrine game.
Did you mention Gaziano, the
Northwestern
kid?
Oh, yeah,
Northwestern
kid, yes. Man. That's another
motor,
one. Great motor.
100 miles an hour,
yep.
Everything. Running from drill to drill. Speed,
and
running.
And good chance. you're getting a good kid because he went to Northwestern.
Brains.
You got to hit the books there, you know? There's a good chance. I'm not saying it's perfect because there's no such thing as perfect. But you get a guy from Northwestern and he can play football, you kind of like the character, you know what I mean? How about Shaheem Carter? I love the way he carried himself, right? You know, it just – and again, nothing – there's some guys that come out of Alabama, Rolando McClain, that are crazy as hell, okay? So
two guys that I was noticing, obviously, Michael Divinity, uh-huh. LSU, because uh-huh. he was calling the defense, mm-hmm. okay? He was kind of the defensive captain, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And number 47, the kid from Georgia – Eli Wolf.
Yes.
Because he was punt returning and even backup snapping for the punter. Yep. Like a jack of all trades, the kind of guy that Flores, like you said, special teams, if you could do stuff. And the guy was always like, I could do this. Let me get there.
By the way, we had another guy on, Darryl Williams from Mississippi State.
Yeah, the offensive center.
He and Miami needs a center. That kid played well, man. He's strong too. Strong.
And he said guard.
Yeah, he can play. Yeah. Versatile. But they need a center.
So, yes, we do.
So, I mean, I know they can bring back Kilgore and all that. He's under contract, but, you know, Kilgore's serviceable. He's not exactly what you're looking for at that position. This kid might have it. There were some players at the East West Shrine game. Don't kid yourself. You know, some guys were asking me, you know, that's not as important. No, dude. The smart teams find gems right there. It's a lot easier to find the gems in the first or second rounds that everybody's looking at. It's when you get to the fourth and fifth and sixth and seventh round. Show me what you can do, man. Show me. Look at this year. They found Preston Williams as a street free agent. The Van Ginkel kid started coming on towards the end. He's a late round draft pick. You got to hit on some of those picks. I know it's hard, the draft. I know you're going to miss a lot in the draft, but you got to hit on some of your late picks because they make up for your screw-ups in the first and second rounds, because everybody's going to have screw-ups in the first and second rounds. You're not going to hit on your first-round pick every year, and your second-round pick every year would be nice, but there are those years where you don't, and you need to find Zach Thomas in the fifth. See what I'm saying? You need to find Rashad Jones in the fifth. You need to find Tim Bowens in the fifth. Get what I'm saying? Jakeem Grant, fifth. These are things that you must find in the draft. And you find them at the East-West Shrine game, at the NFLPA game. That's where you find these kind of players. If I had my choice, those two games would be in separate weeks, and we would be going to all of them, you know, because that's I'm a draft nut, and it would be fun to see all of those prospects that go to the different bowl games. I hate that the NFLPA game and the East-West choose to have it the same week every freaking year. You know there are agents, and not to feel sorry for them, but there are agents that have, you know, a player here at the East-West and a player or two over at the NFLPA. And they spend 2 days here, and then they got to fly out over to Los Angeles and go to Long Beach and hang out with their other players for a couple days. They can't really spend the whole week with the player and the family, because as an agent, you're not just there with the player. His family's there. It's like it's a big moment for all these kids when they're at these postseason bowl games. And let me tell you something. Those kids that bring the families, teams love that because they see that they have a foundation, you know, that kind of stuff. And that's important. That's important for all of us in life, that we have a foundation, right? You want to know that you have parents that love you and support you, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's one of those things that you don't overlook, man. And when you say, East-West Shrine. And by the way, judging by the response to the downloads, you guys feel the same way, which is absolutely amazing. Bill here was wondering, hey, man, Dolphin season is over, you know? How's it going to, you know? And all it's done is just explode even more. And I think also we do something that no one else does, no one else can't, right? I mean, come on. You think they're going to spend money at that stage? They barely have money to be on the air. Okay? I mean, they're firing as many employees as possible to kind of lower costs. I mean, give me a break. So they're not going to give you any kind of coverage. They don't care. They don't care about you guys, man. That's the beauty. Me, I'm like you guys. So I cover things. Ask people, players, agents, coaches, what you would ask them. I don't worry about the politics. Hey, I do it in a respectful manner, but we're gonna do what we have to do. When I brought on the Penn State kid, I asked him about the hazing. He knew nothing about it or didn't want to talk about it, and what else am I going to do at that point? But I'm not going to put on the Penn State kid and not talk about the headline, right? Just the way it is. Adiz is a friend of mine. I've known him for years. I'm going to bust his balls in a fun way with Le'Veon Bell. I can't have Le'Veon Bell's agent on and not make fun of him with the two girls stealing from his house. Come on. You know, that's just the way it is. Because I'm going to do things the way you would want them. I'm going to ask what you would want. And if you're a draft fan, you're definitely going to love this show. No doubt about that.
You think about it, though. Recent history. The Seattle Seahawks were set up in the fourth through seventh rounds. Yeah. The number of players they hit on the four through seven is what put them in that back-to-back Super Bowl.
Hey, Russell Wilson's a third rounder.
Yes. You ready? Another team?
Starting quarterback's another team.
They didn't have a defense, blah. They hit on guys in the four through seven. The Atlanta Falcons, their Super Bowl appearance is because of back-end draft, hitting on those guys. That's what puts you over the top.
No doubt.
And fast-tracks you to being middle of the pack or a playoff team winning playoff games.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
Super important.
Zach's a fifth, Jason's a third, and Tim Bones is a fifth. For Shula, obviously. The Bones is a Shula pick, but the other two were Jimmy picks. But think about those three guys in your front seven, and not one of them was picked in the first or second rounds. And two of them are already one's in the Hall of Fame. The other one's Hall of Fame worthy, should be in the Hall of Fame. Zach should get in.
Yes.
Tim Bones will never get Hall of Fame love, but everybody knows that watched him. He was a bad man.
During his time, he was as dominant as there was at that position.
He did his job. What you wanted him to do, he did it, and he did it really, really, really well. But he did a position that is so thankless that he's never going to get in. Okay? But he's a stud. Stud and a half. Badass. And I bet you this. I bet you when Zach Thomas gets into the Hall of Fame, I bet you Tim Bowens gets mentioned. I bet you Timbo gets a ton of – in fact, I would not be surprised if Zach Thomas flies Timbo out there to be with him for the Hall of Fame ceremony.
That's accurate.
Okay. Yeah. Put it that way. Because Zach knows, all right?
He enabled them to roam free.
You got to hit on your late picks, man. That's why, you see my excitement when we're starting this process and I'm going to the East-West Shrine and, okay, yeah, I understand the biggest names aren't there, but they may become the biggest names down the line, you know? Because I did see Jimmy Garoppolo there and he's starting. You get to see players there before they become stars in the NFL. So it's one of those things that Dolphins will have an opportunity. They got 14 picks, got a lot of late picks. They got an opportunity to get a couple of these guys from this draft from this game that could really help the Miami Dolphins out in their future. So
easily.
Yeah.
Oh, easily. Between the East and the West, 20 guys?
Oh, yeah.
That could have a real impact. We're not talking about just being serviceable players.
No doubt.
Impact guys.
No doubt. No doubt. Yes. Several guys. Yeah, there was a lot of players I liked in this draft. Let me tell you where we're at. We're at Toyota of Hollywood, 1841 North State Road 7, where they've got over 1,500 cars and trucks. You can save up to 50% right now, man. I mean, that's crazy. In stock up to 50% or less for some of these vehicles. They've got 72-month month financing. They'll make your payments until 2021. They've got all kinds of great programs. They are the number one volume Toyota dealership in the Southeast United States, folks. Come on out here. Check out the 400,000 square foot state-of-the-art facility, and that's why they're open till midnight, because they are selling vehicles. 1841 North State Road 7. Tell them that Big O sent you. I promise you they will take care of you. Mention me. Mention the Big O show. You will be. How about the Highlander? 2019 pre-owned. Listen to this. 38,000? No. 31,000? No. 27,775. That's amazing. Toyota of Hollywood.
Thinking about buying or refinancing a home? Act now. Home values are ticking up. Don't put off making a move any longer. Call Michael Codsey now at Choice Mortgage Bank, 561-441-2730. While mortgage interest rates are still at historical lows, call now to get pre-approved and buy your dream home. If you're currently paying over $800 a month for rent, call 561-441-2730 now before interest rates go up. Down payments as low as 3.5%. Veterans may qualify for no money down. If you own a home but you're upside down, Michael Codsey can help. If you're being denied by your bank or your loan process is taking too long, call 561-441-2730. Act now while fixed rates are still under 3.5%. Offices in Boca and Boynton Beach. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. Equal housing lender. NMLS 122081.